This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi today. The talks between the Prime Minister and the Amir will focus on various aspects of bilateral relations between India and Qatar. During his visit, the Amir will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani reached New Delhi yesterday on a 2 days official visit. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani attended the inaugural event of the India-Qatar Joint Business Forum organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII. During the event, two memorandums of understandings were signed between India and Qatar. Speaking to the media, Piyush Goyal highlighted the historical ties between India and Qatar and the vast potential for collaboration. He emphasized that both countries are committed to strengthening their relations in line with global advancements in new technology and artificial intelligence.
भारत और कतार के बीच संबंध ऐतिहासिक भी है और संभावनाओं से भरे हैं। कल माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो मित्रता का भाईचारे का संदेश हाइनेस अमीर ऑफ कतार को एयरपोर्ट पर जाकर रिसीव करके दिया है, मैं समझता हूँ उसी में पूरी कहानी स्पष्ट हो जाती है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the status of the implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. The meeting will focus on the current status of various provisions related to police, jails, courts, prosecution and forensic outlined in the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, BSA 2023. These laws replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act, respectively. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will be released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations will share their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety, and staying chill under pressure. Sharing the glimpses of the upcoming video on his social media platform, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, in this Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors will share their experiences of how they have successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety.
We have to focus on the learning. Exams are just a formality.
Extracurriculars are really important because it builds up your confidence. If you put forth the effort, good things will be bestowed upon you. That's true for the game and that's true for exams and life too. Be honest with yourself. Pradhan Mantri ji bhi kehte hai, to cheat is to be cheap.
Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has been appointed as the new Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, as the tenure of incumbent poll body chief Rajiv Kumar ends today. CEC Gyanesh Kumar is a former IAS officer from 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre. He has served as secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty 50 opened lower today as weak earnings and persistent foreign selling pressured investor sentiment. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 75 points to trade at 75,921 and the Nifty was trading 42 points down at 22,923 when reports last came in. Top officials of the United States and Russia will meet in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today to discuss ending Russia-Ukraine conflict. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and Foreign Affairs Advisor Yuri Ushakov arrived in the Saudi capital yesterday. On the other hand, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce has said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet the Russian delegation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.